जय राधा माधवा जय बिहारी राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी बिहारी गोपी जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरा वनचारी
यमुना तीरा वनचारी
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Kaliyuga Pavan Harinama Sankirtan Ki
Jai
कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की
जय
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च रूपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः Hare Krishna, welcome to all of you for the Dhimanthan Vrindavan Leela session on killing of Vatsasura. We had it part one and we are going to have part two today because in this chapter, very nectarian pastimes of, you know, Krishna dealing with many devotees came up. Like, Krishna Balaram along with covered boys going to play and Rohini and Yashoda are going to call them. We heard about it. Then fruit vendor lady coming to the Nanda Bhavan Krishna taking fruits from her. Very nectarian pastime. We discussed that. So, therefore I didn't want to rush through this pastime. So, I thought we will do it in two parts. So, Yashoda calling Krishna Balaram for lunch, prasad. Yeah. Another very important section we completed was how to conduct a management meeting. Whether it be a home situation or an office situation, we learned so many valuable lessons from Nanda Upananda. Nanda was actually the chief king, but he chose his elder Upananda. Because he thought that he is Vayovriddha, he is Jnanavriddha, he is elder in age, he is elder in maturity. And he also, there was one particular word he used, Desha Kalartha Tattvajna. According to time, place, circumstance, he knew how to adjust the details. So, considering all these factors, Nanda Baba requested Upananda, you please lead the meeting and we will all join you. And the whole meeting was about Brajakaryam. It's a Vrajakarya Mamantrayan. Because Vrajabhasis don't have any management meeting. If they do meeting, and that is only for pleasing Krishna Balaram. So in this way, that meeting was a very sweet meeting. Priyakrit Rama Krishna Yoho. Just for giving pleasure to Rama and Balarama and Krishna. So in this way, and Nanda Baba considered that Upananda's heart is only to, do anything for the pleasure of Krishna and Balarama. So he very confidently, with full trust, he handed over the dais to him. And how he conducted the meeting, and Bhavatam Yadi Rochate, he said, isn't it? I have chosen a spot for our community to live, he said, which is Vrindavan. And between Gokul Mahavan and Nandeshwar Hill, in between there is a place called Vrindavan, and a beautiful place, lot of greenery, there is a Govardhan mountain, and our cows and calves can get grasses to eat. And also the covered men and women can live there very happily, and he told the reasons and everything. Everybody happily accepted, and then they moved. And then another scene, very beautiful scene, is all the bullock carts carrying the ladies and the children and the old men. And then the strong men carrying bow and arrow going in the front and back side. We had a talk about that one. So, in this way, these are all very important sections. Therefore, I didn't rush through. Therefore, now the Vatsasara's pastime is coming here. So, in the 37th verse, we will go now.
Evam vrajaukasam pritim yachantau bala cheshtitaihi kalavakyaihi svakalena vatsapalau babhuvatuhu.
This is 10, 11, 37. Hey, where is that? Where is he went? One before this. Okay. 10, 11, you have it? There is the translation.
In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boys and talking in half-broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Vraja. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the calves.
You see, when Krishna Balaram were given charge of herding the calves, even Nanda and Yashoda together went. And Vatsapal means they wouldn't go very far, just around Nanda Bhavan, in that locality only. Because their Vatsa means small baby calves. They can't go into forest. And Yashoda also told Krishna that, Krishna, don't go anywhere, be around the Nanda Bhavan only. So, both mother and father would escort them. And gradually Krishna Balaram learnt, and then they would tell the parents, you don't have to come, we will manage ourselves. And eventually Vatsapal will become Gopal. Then he would go to the forest with his friends, taking the cows, calves, everyone, and then they would play games in the forest. So that that happens at a later stage. Pashupala Sammatav, all the covered men come together, and then they all decide that yes, Krishna Balaram can go to forest. So now read the 38 also.
Not far away from their residential quarters, both Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other cowherd boys and began to tame the small calves.
Yeah, read 39-40 also further.
Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones. And sometimes, their ankle bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bale and amalaki.
Okay, you can see this. You can show this one. Krishna Balaram were only 3 years old at that time. And they started taking care of the young calves, that is Vatsapal. And they would imitate the animals exactly like human children. Hmm? Okay. See, different games they are playing. Huh? So, we will read a little bit. Actually, the pastime of Vatsasura is only in 4 verses, but it is very profound pastime to learn. See, it is mentioned here in the 39 to 40. Kechit vadayato venum. Sometimes they played on the flutes. Kshepanaihi kshepatah kvachet. Sometimes they would take a rope tied with a stone, and they would throw the stone in the trees to get the fruits. Kvachit padehi kinkinibihi. Because they are wearing ankle belts in their feet, when they would be running to and fro, that would make sound, sweet sounds. That would be very pleasing for everybody. Kvachit kritrima govrishaihi. He is saying, sometimes they would put a blanket over their head like a cow or a bull. They will look like the body of a cow or a bull. Bah! Like that, they will make a sound. People will wonder, hey, looks like a cow. Who is this cow coming? Then they would take off the blanket and laugh. That kind of, they would imitate the cows and bulls. Yeah. Vrishaya manav nardantav. Sometimes they would roar like other animals, like a lion or a tiger. Like that, they would roar. And then others would think, hey, has a lion come here? They would roar like animals. And then, yuyudhate parasparam. Sometimes they would fight with one another by doing kushti. Punching on one another or jumping like bulls and, you know, hitting one another like this. They would play like that. Anukritya rutair jantun. They would make all types of animals and bird sounds. Like earlier we have heard also, like they would make sounds like cuckoo. They would make sounds like, sometimes they would imitate the other animals like frog and others. Cheratu prakritav yatha. That's a whole important point. Prakritav yatha. Like ordinary human child would play such games. Like we all have played when we were small kids. You know, play ice boy game. Everybody hides and you go and search. Now when Krishna plays, what do you call that? Hide and seek game. Hide and seek game. See, if all the covered boys hide somewhere, is it difficult for Krishna to find? He's after all in their heart as a super soul. He can easily go and spot them out where they are. Sitting in their heart, he is watching. But he would be blindfolded and he would be searching as if he doesn't know where they are. So therefore, prakritav yatha, he says. Yatha means like prakritav, like a human child. He is not a human child. Don't misunderstand him, which often the karmis tend to do. They look at this kind of games and they think, hey, he looks like ordinary child. His activities look like our children's activity. One may think like that. So therefore, he's saying, prakritav yatha, he's saying. Yeah. Very beautiful. And then in the purport, he's saying, kujata kokilaham sasarasa gana kirne mayurakule. Like that he says, in the Vrindavana, even 500 years ago also, this is actually 5000 years ago, but even 500 years ago, when Goswamis were living, there are plenty of peacocks. What is because 500 years ago, when I was there in Vrindavan a decade ago, I was staying for a fortnight in Vrindavan. Morning, every day morning, during japa time, we would hear the, at 7 o'clock in one of the temples, the bells would ring. The darshan would be opened in one of the Vrindavan temples. As soon as the bells of the temple ring, all the peacocks would roar together. All of them. So then one Vrajabasi was telling that these peacocks are living just opposite the temple. So when the Lord's temple darshan opens, the bell rings, all those peacocks dance and they make sound. And it is an everyday thing, he said. It's a regular thing. So even now you can see peacocks there. What is peacock 5000 years ago? There were a lot of peacocks. So in this way, they were imitating cuckoos, ducks, peacocks, cranes, monkeys, bulls, cows. They were imitating because they heard these sounds and they would imitate and make these sounds, and all the gopis, the elderly gopis, the Yashoda, Rohini, everybody had a good laughter, seeing that.
Kadachit yamuna tire vatsam charayato svakaihi vayasyaihi krishna balayo jigamsur daitya agamat.
So here it said,
kadachit yamuna tire,
sometimes they would take the calves to the bank of Yamuna so that they can drink water.
Charayato svakai
vayasyaihi, with other playmates who are also of the same age, with other covered boys, they went to the bank of Yamuna. At the time, what happened? He says,
jighamsu
daityah agamat, it is said. At that time, one very dangerous demon desiring to kill them, a demon arrived there, he says. So, this is one thing you will find in this Krishna Leela here in Vrindavan. Plenty of demons came, and Rupa, Shukadeva Goswami did not register all the names of all the demons because there were only 7 days for him to tell Krishna Katha. So in one place you will find Shukadeva Goswami says that many more demons came, like that he says, in that one verse, which means we don't know even the names of those demons also. So we therefore for these demons in Vrindavan Leela, we have only 21 classes only. Whatever demons are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, we are only speaking about that. So, now when these demons come, they do lot of benefit for Krishna and his pastimes. How? For example, every day Krishna would be playing with the covered boys, and these demons killing would be like an appetizer for him. For morning he would play with them for a while, and then he would kill the demon by noon, and after that take a bath and Yamuna everything, then take prasad after that. That was one advantage. Another advantage, every demon came to Vrindavan, you know, they brought all the covered boys or Vijabhasis, covered ladies, everybody more close to Krishna. Because that accelerated the remembrance of Krishna. And they had an aggressive desire to protect Krishna. So that actually made them increase the remembrance and meditation on Krishna. That's one big advantage of the demon. Just like in a room you are sitting, child is playing with teddy bear and mother and father are doing their own work, but if a big black bumblebee comes into the room, like that it comes, immediately the child will close his ears and run to mother or father, no? He'll go and tightly embrace the mother or father. So the child's dependence on the parents becomes accelerated when there is a danger. Similarly, when demons come, then all the Vijabhasis take shelter of Krishna and the relationship becomes more sweeter. That devotion becomes more accelerated. That is one advantage of the demon coming. And another advantage of demon coming, any demon, you know, we come to understand Krishna's prowess. Even the atheistic people who think of Krishna to be ordinary human, they understand, my Lord, you know, is there anybody in this world who can kill a demon with the two lips? Or by simply touching a cart with his lotus feet, which is like a feather? Or simply by tightly, you know, capturing the neck of a Trinavarta demon, like that. Without increasing the size of his form, without making any noise, without becoming fearful, without becoming afraid and running away, without using any weapon. Because you will find every avatar uses some weapon to kill the demons. Like our Hiranyaksha was to be killed by Lord Varahadeva, he used Gada, correct, no? And Hiranyakashipu was to be killed, so Narasimhadev used the nails, and cutting to like nails he used. Similarly, you find Vishnu generally uses Chakra and Gada he uses for the demons. Kaumudiki, club, and Sarshan Chakra. But here you will find this personality, he doesn't use the weapons, he doesn't increase the size of his body, and he kills. So Krishna wants to actually show the world that amongst all the different incarnations who come, he is the source of all of them. He is an avatari. Avatari means he is a source from whom everybody comes. So, and for the readers, they come to understand the greatness of Krishna, power of Krishna, opulences of Krishna, and the intimate, spontaneous affection of the Vrajavasis for Krishna. That also they understand. Because the Bhagavata or the supremacy of Krishna never can stunt their spontaneous affection for Krishna. If occasionally you find Arjuna saying that, you know, Saketi Matva Prasabam Jaduktam, He Krishna, He Yadava, He Saketi, Ajanata Mahimanam Tavedam, Maya Pramadat Panayena Vapi, is telling, Saketi Matva, I just considered you my friend Krishna before. I was playing with you, pulled your hand, pulled your leg, we played games together, we ate together, we sang together, we bathed together in the ponds and everything. But now I have understood after you seeing your Vishwarupa Darshan, please forgive me if I have any time joked with you, played with you. Don't be upset with me. So momentarily his Aishwarya Bhava of Arjuna came to the surface. And then Arjuna said, Krishna, I don't want to see this ghastly form anymore. Show me your Saumya Rupam. Beautiful form of, two-handed form of Krishna. But, you know, therefore Krishna showed the two-handed form after that. Then again Arjuna forgot all this Vishwarupa and everything. He related to Krishna like a friend after that. But here in the case of covered boys and Mother Yashoda, Nanda and other Gopas, Gopis and all, they never even for a moment can consider Krishna to be God. Once upon a time when they had a meeting, Nanda, Upananda, everybody talked about what all demons Krishna killed and how powerful he was and everything. At the end of the meeting, the minutes of the meeting, if you see, the conclusion was, maybe he was a demigod, that's all. That too? Maybe. Yeah, that too maybe. Not, they were not sure that he is a demigod, Krishna. He must be some demigod at least. Why? Otherwise, how he has so many powers? He lifted the Govardhan hill, he killed that demoness Putana, he brought that fellow who took him flying in the sky, crashing him down on the same slab. You know, what all he is doing? So they would say, maybe he is a demigod. Like that they concluded. So they didn't exactly think that Krishna is Supreme Lord and we have to surrender to him, Sarvadharman Paritej, nothing they knew. They were simply in love with him. Whatever Krishna would say, they would do. That was the state of the Vajabhasis. So in this way, Vajabhasis, golden hearts of pure love, spontaneous love for Krishna, that is another thing we learn in these pastimes. And then, because their service attitude is so intense, as soon as the demon comes and goes, afterwards Vajabhasis get activated and how they do Swasti Vachan and protection program for Krishna, how they deal with him. So all these things are very pleasing in this pastimes. So, read the translation 42.
Tam vatsarupinam vikshya vatsayutagatam harihi darshayan baladevaya Shanair Mugda Ivasadat.
When the Supreme Personality of Godhead saw that the demon had assumed the form of a calf and entered among the groups of other calves, he pointed out to Baldeva, "Here is another demon." Then he very slowly approached the demon as if he did not understand the demon's intentions.
So, see, anybody can come in any form and cannot escape the awareness of Krishna. Krishna is called Sarvajna. He is called Trikala Jnani. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha Arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mamt vedana kashchana. Krishna says that nobody can know me, but I know everybody. He is saying. Just like in a car which has a cooling glass, from outside you cannot see which people are sitting inside. But inside people can see outside. Very well. Similarly, you cannot understand Krishna, but he can understand you. So nobody can trick him or cheat him. And actually, and our awareness of this one principle can make us more genuine in our dealing with Krishna. Because if we try to cheat him, we will get cheated. So the demon came with the intention to cheat Krishna. Because what happened once Kamsa called all the demons and assembly of all ministers and everybody. And then Kamsa asked a question. All of you tell me, so many demons we have sent to kill that fellow and all of them never returned back to Mathura. They all got killed. Tell me, what is Krishna's favorite animal? He asked. And everybody unanimously said, cows, they said. Okay, any Vats volunteers? Anybody would like to go as a Vats? Because the cow always goes with a Vatsa. Vatsa means a calf. Then one of the demons came forward. He said, I am ready. I will assume the form of a calf. Why? Two reasons. He said that, you know, I can disguise myself as a calf, innocent calf, So Krishna will get easily cheated because I will just enter into the crowd of the cows and calves. I will be with everybody. So he will not know me. He will consider me one of the calves, and because he is out of sentimental love for the cows and calves, he may also love me also, and not know me. When I am very close to him, I will make sure that time I will finish him, number one. In case he detected me, he found me, he said he may be hesitant to kill me because I am in the form of a calf. That was his trick. Therefore, he became a vatsa and then he went. Now, but then as soon as this fellow went in the form of a vatsa, Krishna could immediately detect. Can anybody slip Krishna's awareness? Never it can happen. Yeah. Okay. And then, so Krishna wanted to know, what is this demon's intention? Why has he come here?
Grihitva parapadabhyam sahalang gulamachyutah brahmayitva kapithagre prahinat gata jivitam. Finished in one verse only. This was only what he did. You know, grihitva parapadabhyam.
He captured, so you can see the picture also here. See, this is the demon who came. And then amongst the other cows and calves, he is also putting on a veshbush like a calf. He was also roaming and grazing. And when he arrived, Krishna and Balaram were playing. Krishna recognized him and pointed it to Balaram. Hey, Balaram, bhaiya, see here, a demon has come in the form of a calf. He's showing. And then Krishna caught hind legs and a tail. And then this is what he said in this verse. He twirled the demon's whole body very strongly. Zoom, 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 like that. Until the demon was dead and threw him onto the top of a kapita tree. Krishna Bhagavan ki? And so that was the demon, Vatsasura. And he threw him up and he fell on the tree and he fell down. Then the demon's original form was revealed. This is one thing amazing you find in the, like when Putana was killed. She could not hide her form anymore. Correct, no? When they were, because when life itself is in danger, then they could not hide their form. Similarly, cheaters will be revealed timely. At appropriate time, they can't hide. They will be exposed. And their evil intentions also will be exposed over a period of time. So, this is all the gopas are very happy to see this. Brahma yitva kapitta agri. Brahma means, he rotated. While rotating only, the calf lost his life. Prahino gata jivitam, gata jivitam. Correct, na? Life was lost. Sa kapittair mahakaya patyamanai papatah. He fell to the ground along with the tree. He fell. Yeah. I read the purport. Sorry, you have the purport? Yeah.
Krishna killed the demon in such a way as to get the kapitta fruits to fall so that he and Balarama and the other boys could take advantage of the opportunity to eat them. The kapitta is sometimes called Shatbela Phala. The pulp of this fruit is very palatable. It is sweet and sour and everyone likes it.
Yeah.
Tam viksha vismita balaha shasham suhu sadhu sadhu iti sadhu sadhu. Like that all the covered boys told Krishna. Well done, Krishna. Well done. Tam viksha. Vismitabala. They all witnessed the whole incident. What is happening? Tam Bhiksha Vismitabala. What they said? Chashamsuhu Sadhu Sadhu. They praised Krishna for killing the demon.
Devascha Parisantushta Babubu Pushpa Varshinaha.
And all the devatas in the sky, being satisfied with Krishna's achievement, they are all showering flowers from the sky.
Tam viksha vismita bala shashamsu sadhu sadhviti.
Yeah, like that it goes. And then,
tau vatsa palakau bhutva sarva lokai kapalakau sapratarashau gau vatsams charayantau vicheratu.
Translation.
After the killing of the demon, Krishna and Balaram finished their breakfast in the morning, and while continuing to take care of the calves, they wandered here and there. Krishna and Balarama, the supreme personalities of Godhead, who maintain the entire creation, now took charge of the calves as if cowherd boys.
Yeah. Read the purport.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Bhagavata 4.8. Krishna's daily business here in this material world was to kill the Dushkritis. This did not hamper his daily affairs, for it was routine work. While he tended the calves on the bank of the river Yamuna, two or three incidents took place every day. And although these were serious, killing the demons one after another appeared to be his daily routine work.
Yeah. So, after that, this pastime ends and the Bakasura pastime is going to start. So, let us learn something about Vatsasura. Please read this one.
Previous life, demon Pramila was the son of Muru. After conquering the demigods, he entered Vasishtha Muni's ashrama and saw a cow named Nandini. Desiring that cow, the demon transformed himself into a Brahmana and begged for the beautiful cow. As Vasishtha, who had divine vision, stood silent, the cow cursed him to become a calf.
Actually, he was a demon, isn't it, Pramila? Actually, there was a war between demigods and demons. And the demon Pramila was on the demon's side. He was son of Muru. And then after defeating demigods, actually when he saw this cow, what do you think demons will do with the cow? They will cut it and eat it. But then if he tells Vasishtha Muni that I am a demon, I want to eat the cow, will he give? He will not give. So what he did? He changed his form into a Brahmana. But then he came to the ashrama and said, I am a Brahmana, can you please give me in charity? And the Nandini cow also indicated to Vasishtha, this fellow is not a Brahmana, he is a cheater. Now he is showing like a, pretending like a Brahmana now. Once you hand over me in charity to him, he will go to his house and then change his form into a Rakshasa. And then he will cut me and eat me up. Correct, no? So, therefore you will find, when Vasishtha Muni also had a divine vision, and he didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He stood silent, he says, yeah. And then Nandini spoke, hey, you are a demon, you are Muru's son. She revealed the identity. And you assume this Brahmana's form to steal Vasishtha Muni's cow. And then the cow only, Nandini cow only gave him a curse. Amazing, no? Therefore, now you become a calf. And Pramila immediately became a calf. So, then after becoming calf, he understood, oh, these people are very powerful by their austerities. So then he circumambulated Vasishtha Muni. And then he bowed down to him. Save me, he said, please. You know, now I am Asura, but I myself became calf now. Now what is my future now? What I should do? Then Nandini said, oh, great demon, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, when Lord Krishna descends in this world, that time you will also mix with other calves and then Krishna will liberate you. So she gave that blessing. He got that. So one lesson we learned from this Pramila's life, first of all, one should not be on the demon side. Because if you are on demigod side, you know, you have the shelter of Vishnu. So that was one mistake, first. Secondly, one should not pretend. Because he pretended that he was a good person, but actually he had a very naughty intention. So because of that he was cursed to be killed later. So, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Samhita. Let us see what he writes. Read this.
The living entities are sober by nature, but when they are disturbed due to possessing a body made of blood and flesh, it is called Bala Dosha or juvenile offenses. This is the fourth obstacle in the form of Vatsasura. Being controlled by greed and the sinful activities caused by it are represented by Vatsasura. By Krishna's mercy, this fault is vanquished.
So I'll explain about it a little bit more now. But prior to that, one more point has to be made now. When Krishna killed this calf, so-called calf, he's not a calf, he's a demon in the form of a calf. So all the other cowherd boys told Krishna, hey Krishna, you have killed a demon in the form of a calf. So now I think you have to go to some holy places to redeem yourself of the, you know, sin incurred in killing a calf. Krishna said, why to go to any other holy place? I will invoke all the holy places right here. So what he did? He invoked all the holy places in one particular spot, and that spot came to be called as Manasi Ganga after that. So there is a, this Manasi Ganga is a very, very holy place. That's where Krishna and cowherd boys took bath and everything. So one day, Nanda Baba, along with the family members, were preparing to go to actually go to Ganga and take bath elsewhere, you know. And because Vrindavan only Yamuna flows, isn't it? Ganga is not there. So they wanted to go to Ganga. When Krishna heard it, he was wondering, why should they go to Ganga? Here there is Manasi Ganga. I contemplated on Ganga in my mind and I brought the whole Ganga here. But they said, no, why we want to go to Ganga? Because once upon a time, the Garuda captured a snake, and while flying, suddenly the tail of the snake touched the Ganga. And immediately, that snake turned into a beautiful 400 form of Vishnuduta. And Garuda was surprised, amazed. Then he put the Vishnuduta on his back and he took him to Vaikuntha instead of eating the snake. When Nanda Baba heard this pastime, he said, wow, it's wonderful. So we also want to go and take a dip in the holy Ganga, you know, which has given the spiritual body to, now you may say, for demigods to go to Vaikuntha is like a demotion for them from Goloka, isn't it? But still, Nanda Baba and Vijabasi sometimes are very innocent and simple. They don't know their own greatness, that they possess the Lord of Goloka. So they were all getting ready, prepared to go. So Krishna wanted to prove to him that Ganga is right here. So he arranged for Ganga Mata herself to come to Manasi Ganga on the back of a crocodile. Because crocodile is her vahana. She sat in the crocodile vahana and came and gave darshan. And all the vijayas offered obeisances. They understood Ganga Mata herself has come. Then they all took a dip in the Manasi Ganga only. So that pastime also happens at this time. So, okay, now the Vatsasura represents which demon. This Vatsasura demon represents what in our personal life? The word Bala Dosha is used. Juvenile delinquency, we call it. What is it? Let us understand it at two levels. First, I will tell you in real life, the teenage children, generally between the age of 13 to 19, their mindset is actually called Bala Buddhi. And the equivalent thing in spiritual life, I'll explain later. First, you try to understand it only from the point of view of, you know, how this Bala Buddhi is exhibited by children as they grow. See, when a child is born, first 5 years, the child gets a lot of love of the parents. We call it as Annamaya stage. They have, all they know is only food only. They eat food and they go to sleep. Food means what? Only breast milk of the mother. They drink milk, go to sleep. Again drink milk, go to sleep. Even after they start something like a, you know, cerilla kind of some eatable also, still they go to sleep. After the age of 4 or 5, they are like that. Play a little bit and they go to sleep. Mostly their buddhi is all about food only. Then when they grow beyond 5, there is the pranamaya. After the annamaya comes, pranamaya. Pranam means chalayaman. They have to move a lot because they are growing body. Because the body has to grow now. Even a small child also will wave the hand and leg, you will see that. But once they cross 5 or 6, they run, they do activity, they climb trees, they play games. So they have to move in order to grow. So in that age, in the pranamaya stage, children are given a lot of activities to do, and they are taken to the playground to play and everything, isn't it? And still they are under the control of the parents. But when they cross about, say, 12, they come into 13. That is called Manomaya stage after that. They are no more Chalayaman. Now they become Achal now. They become Chanchal now. They become, the mind is very, very Chanchal, very volatile. That is called a dreaming stage, Manomaya. Manomaya means they are always dreaming, I want to get that bike, I want to connect with that girl, and I want to, so they are always dreaming about things, always. And they are in a competitive mood also, and at that time what only they connect with is the peer association. Peer association means the friend circle, like we have shown the picture here. You find the boys are all watching a mobile. In this age, there is a lot of idle curiosity, monkey-like curiosity. They want to know that, you know, curiosity for many things. How does it feel if you smoke a cigarette? How does it feel if you drink a little liquor? Maybe we should not take rum and all, but at least beer we should find out. This kind of curiosity comes in some people. Because parents say, don't do this, And that's what the mind tells them to try out. When they are given a warning, then exactly they feel that, why am I given warning? Maybe something must be there. Similarly, the body also starts secreting hormones in that stage. So at that stage, the girls attain puberty. The boys also, their voice also changes. The tone of the voice changes when they grow. So at that time, there is a curiosity also. What is boy? What is girl? And the girl's behavior, the sweetness in their speech and their movements. So then curiosity comes. I want to get close to them. I want to impress them. I want to be amongst them and go close to them. So this kind of curiosity comes. Many times parents tell them, hey, you know, keep away from all this bad association. But they will not listen. There are many children in the age of teenage. They connect through, nowadays very easily they connect through the mobile and WhatsApp and sending photos, talking, making friends. The whole idea is impressing game. Girls try to impress the boys by dressing very provocatively and they try to dress like a fairy, like a very big fairy with dress, with hairstyles and fairy. They go to beauty parlors and try to increase their bodily beauty to impress the men, and then the boys try to impress the woman by taking money of the father and spending on them, buying this to eat, buying that to eat and everything. They try to get close to opposite sex. So this is a very vulnerable age, age of dream-like age, manomaya stage. And they want to try all kinds of sense gratification. Whatever is prohibited, whatever is not good, this is the age children can try and they can get very degraded. They can get very degraded sometimes. And this age, children enter into drugs and all. Once they go into drugs, it's very difficult to get them out. And then when they cross 19 or 20, at that time what happens? Some of them get solid kicks by these bad habits. They suffer, academics is suffering, health is suffering, they are going to doctor and everything. Then they go to the next phase of life, Vijnanamaya. Then they start inquiring, why I can't enjoy the way I want to enjoy? Like if a boy says, I want to marry that girl, parents don't allow, then he gets frustrated. In that frustration, he starts inquiry. He starts thinking that, why we are not allowed to do what we want. You know, there is a restriction for us and everything. So, generally the children get instructions from parents between the age of 5 to 12. 5 to 12 or 13 at the most. That's a good time to chastise or correct or instruct them, because in that stage, the children are dependent on parents for money, for their food and everything. And they have to listen and they will listen. It's a very good age to grow them. Therefore, it is said, Lalayat Panchavarshani and Dashavarshani Tadayat. And Chanakya says, first 5 years, give hugs and kisses to your children. And then between the age of 5 to 15, give them good instructions. What to do, what not to do and everything. And then he is saying, Praptitu Shodashe Varshe Putram Mitravaja Acharyati, says. Once they cross the teenage, 13, 14 or whatever, afterwards, you have to get into a different mode. You have to tolerate them. They will sometimes be independent-minded. They may even, not listen to the parents' good advice. They may always flow with the peers. So therefore, intelligent parents, what they do? Between the age of 5 to 12, they give them good association they give. So that even after 14, 15 also the children will continue to remain in good association. And then peer association is no problem because you have already given them the good association. Otherwise, if parents don't give them good association, the boys are likely to choose bad association and get degraded very easily. So therefore it is said, you tell me the name of your, tell me who your friends are, then I can tell you what type of person you are, it is said. So in that age, adolescent age, they are not in a mood to listen to anybody. They will need actually more encouragement, more appreciation, and they will expect the parents to take part with them in adventure that they do. They may want to show to parents that I am smart, see I have done these things. Parents should be more in a mood of applauding them, appreciating them, because parents are unable to educate them or instruct them in that age, when they go to adolescent age. And they are living in a dream world. So parents are fed up with some of their behaviors, but they are not able to correct. So the parents have to give feedback through somebody else. through the school teachers or through uncle or somebody like that. Otherwise, the children don't listen very easily. And in case they are not trained before, in the earlier phase of life. So, and that behavior is actually called vatsa, vatsasara. That's what is mentioned here. There is a saying in English, curiosity kills the cat, it is said. Because they are unnecessarily curious about naughty things, mischievous things. So here it is said, here's a statement by Varsana Swami Maharaj in New Vrindavan. He made a statement. He says, those who are indifferent to the Guru and become independent, they fall victim to the frailties and inconsistencies of children, he's saying. Yeah. Like for example, actually we should be childlike, but we should not be childish, it is said. What is the meaning of that? Like for example, we should be innocent, at the same time we should be shrewd and intelligent also simultaneously. So, like here you find in their age, they get cheated by many wrong indulgences, especially in the teenage. In the same manner, in the devotional path, I'll tell you what happens. When a person is coming newly, he's like a darling of everybody. Somebody is giving him sweet rice, somebody is giving him Srikhanda on either side. Newcomer is always most welcome in his contemples. People shower a lot of love. Just like Lalit Panchavarshani. That goes. And they only come for festivals, occasional times, they don't chant and all. Everybody loves them and takes care of them. But then when they grow a little bit, they start taking mala and attending weekly program. Then cultivation and care starts, you know. Then as they come to the point of initiation, then they enter into the phase of Dashavarshani Tadayat. Prior to initiation, after initiation, they have to be instructed, do this, don't do this and all that. But even after initiation, some of them are young in Krishna consciousness. So they can actually take instructions from a superior. They will take. But then after that, they have spent 4 or 5 years. Sometimes they get second initiation also. And they have seen what ISKCON is. They have seen what devotees are. They know what community is. Now they know most of the devotees in the temple as well as in the community. Prominent devotees they know. Then they enter into a certain type of phase where they get idle curiosity. They say that there is some Baba in Vrindavan who gives Swarup Pranali. So maybe we should go and see whether I can know my Swarup also, what is it in spiritual world. I will not spend much time there in Radhakund. And just spend a little time. So some curiosity comes like that. Or some people think I will see my astrology, what is about to come for me and things like that. Or somebody becomes curious and somebody may be preaching and in the course of preaching he makes a lot of devotees and followers. At that time he thinks, hey, I am better than my mentor also. My mentor has got only 12-15 people. Look at my charismatic preaching and I have made 50-60 devotees. And now people are asking me, can you give me this interview, that interview? Can you give program here, program there? I'm getting so many calls. I am better than my superior. I think superior should probably take inspiration from me. Either one starts feeling great about oneself. And then one also feels that because so many followers I have, I think I should be reading some advanced books. When I go to Vrindavan, I'll purchase some Ashtakalya Leela. I'll purchase such kinds of books. Then one starts, it's called as nectar shopping, we call it. Reading different kinds of books. And also then one gets more privileges and facilities. Somebody is giving a smartphone, somebody is giving a computer, somebody gives him this facility, that facility. So then when facilities come, then idle curiosity may make him get into such wrong directions. That's what he's saying. Yeah. See here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Krishna Shikshamrita Samhita, we read it. Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he says, immaturity, greed, bad association, all these things are represented. Vatsasura, the demon, who assumes the form of a calf, represents performing sinful activities out of an immature mind, under the control of greed, and bad influence of evil company. By the mercy of Krishna, this fault is vanquished, he says. For example, like somebody, a teenager, you know, he goes to college, but when he comes home, he behaves like a good boy. But when he goes to college, you know, he connects with somebody. So he connects with a girl, he takes her to hotel, he takes her on the bike, and then when he comes home, he behaves like a good boy, as if he has no such friendship with anybody. Eventually, the mother, father come to know, you know, the girl is a Hindu girl, boy is a Muslim boy, sometimes, or Christian boy, different this thing. But when the relatives come to know, they say this is very incompatible. If you people marry, the cultures are different in two families. How you people will marry? But they don't think about the future effect at all. Because in this age, what happens? People say, don't think about all that. And right now, you know, it's time to have fun, enjoyment. Live at the current moment and just enjoy. So they think that marriage and all is a very big thing. First, we are just friends. We are just moving together. We are enjoying each other's company. There are people like that. Actually, this fellow is playing with fire, but he doesn't know. Because tomorrow it will lead to complication. As the age grows, they may go to the point of uniting and they may have to abort a child. If the parents don't allow them to marry, all complications can come. But unfortunately, what happens, if a senior tells a boy that, you know, don't do this, don't do that, immediately we think he's envious of me. I think I'm progressing very much and these fellows are trying to stop me from progressing further. Like imagine, for example, your junior is a charismatic fellow in speaking and relating. So quickly he gets followers. Very quickly he gets a lot of followers. Then if a senior says, Prabhu, it's not good for you. You know, you first of all have to read well Prabhupada books. You have not even started Bhagavatam. Study Bhagavatam. Study CC. Don't do too many programs. First, then he will think, look at the senior and say, I think this fellow is envious that I will grow beyond him. Like that, he foolishly thinks, you know, actually senior is not envious. Senior is worried about the boy's protection. And the boy assumes like that, what to do. That's a situation of... So he gets greed to become materially popular and all that. And another thing he says here, persons who are indifferent to the spiritual guide are thereby rendered subject to the inconsistencies and frailties that beset naughty children. The enemy of the infant Krishna is known as Vatsasura. Yeah. He's a malicious demon, yeah. Okay, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakura has written very amazing things. He says here, occurs at a young age in devotional life, he says. New devotees are particularly susceptible. I can show you this also, I think. You can watch. It's very important. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakura. You can see that. Is it big enough? Good enough now? Okay. See here, this is from Bhaktisiddhanta Thakura. Read that, occurs.
Occurs at a young age in devotional life. New devotees are particularly susceptible. He represents evils that are peculiar to boyhood. The neophyte is extremely susceptible to such evils. They can only be eliminated by the mercy of Krishna. By engaging in devotional service, Krishna eradicates this anartha. If one engages in Krishna's service, they will be completely eradicated at an early age, early stage.
See, it's a very important thing. Why? A vatsa, for example, is a very tender calf. Correct, no? Similarly, these people, their age is very young and they can be cheated very easily in this age. But at the same time, they are greedy for things which are not good for them. Therefore, the example of Vatsa is given. Actually, in this teenage, when one is still agreeable to be guided by mother, father, or teacher, or somebody, they take good role models. It's very good for them. Otherwise, sometimes they take wrong role models, like Bollywood actors, Hollywood actors. They take such kinds of role models. And then they see in movie what they did. They did this dirty thing, so we will also do it. They just copy their model. So then they get degraded. Actually, they may be innocent also. Correct, no? Innocently they got into some bad, like Kaikeyi for example. She innocently got into bad association of Mantra. Ajamila for example, he innocently got into the bad association of the Shudra Shudrani. Initially they are innocent, eventually they become diplomatic and cunning. And when others are trying to give them good advice, they will not listen. So that is Vatsasura tendency. Go ahead.
Children are by nature playful, and this should not be stifled. There is nothing inherently...
Like, some boys are asking, Prabhu, can we read some Mayavadi books also? One boy was asking. I said, why do you want to read? No, just to know, Prabhuji, what Mayavadi is saying. I said, Prabhupada explains very nicely in his books. You know, you will learn more Mayavadi through Prabhupada's books than from Mayavadis also. Even Mayavadis don't know what they are doing. Huh? Prabhupada gives all Buddhism, Mayavadism, everything he gives and threadbare analysis. But still there is idle curiosity in these people. I will read this. Like one boy is asking, Prabhu, are Hare Krishna devotees allowed to watch IPL, by going and joining the match, in the stadium? Is it sinful? Okay, it may not be sinful, but it is a waste of time. A devotee should do abhyartha kalatvam. One should not waste time. So, you will find, in this age, one gets new ideas on how to enjoy life, independent of Guru and Krishna's instruction. So, the always mind throws new ideas like that. Yes.
There is nothing inherently wrong with young persons trying to enjoy and be playful. In fact, there is positive value in these activities. Playfulness should not be discouraged. Kids should be kids, and as they mature, they will naturally act more like adults. On the other hand, adults should not play like children.
Yeah, go ahead.
There is an English proverb that sowing of wild oats is inevitable at a young age. The term Puritanism was originally coined to express the protest of boys and young men against any undue curtailment of the scope of enjoyment that should be regarded as permissible to them. Boys and young men claim the right to be merry and frolicsome. There is nothing objectionable and much that is of positive value in the display of these juvenile qualities.
What point Bhaskara Thakur is making here? Like sometimes very newly arrived devotees, they have a desire to distribute a lot of books and they want their scores to be announced next day morning. And then they become a little passionate about it. Sometimes they go around, little bit boasting about themselves, And sometimes they would stretch themselves till midnight also. So the seniors, they should very carefully and delicately handle them. They should not throw cold water in the enthusiasm of these younger ones. Like that he is telling. On one hand, he should tell them, please take a little early rest. I know you are very hard working. Instead of 12, please take rest at 10 o'clock. Because your body, we want to see you a devotee for whole life. Not that you burn out your body. And they will say, no, Prabhu, I am not tired, Prabhu. I can sleep at 12 and I can get up at 3, Prabhu. Some people say like that. You have seen that they say like that? Prabhu, my body is like a stone, Prabhu. I can lie down on the floor, in the temple hall. I don't need even chatai also. And the senior may say, but Prabhu, we all use mosquito net. There are a lot of mosquitoes in this area. No, Prabhu. Mosquitoes are actually afraid of my body. I am a very strong body. So this is actually called the teenage pride. That I have a strong body and I can be very austere and I have stopped eating sweet for Kartik month. And I am distributing books and my score was very powerful. So in this way, sometimes a little bit show off. At that time, the seniors should take care that they don't scold them and criticize them. Hey, don't be proud. You should become humble. You should be this, that. No, that will not work. Because, you tolerate the lower nature and just encourage them. Yeah. And you say, oh, wonderful. Very wonderful. Your distribution is very wonderful. So one has to take care that we don't crush their enthusiasm. That's the point.
There are, however, black sheep
attempts
to curtail this behavior due to its sensuous and thus harmful nature. Result is discouragement. But similar activities by adults are not appropriate. If the attempt to If the attempt be made to stifle this innocent play of the boyish nature under the impression that it is an exhibition of sensuousness, and for that reason is as harmful as similar conduct on the part of grown-up persons, the result is not assurance, but discouragement of juvenile innocence.
Okay, Bhagavan's language is a little difficult, but I'll explain this. What he is saying, one time some of the teenage boys saw that one of their friends, who is a devotee, chanting some 8 rounds, you know, he had gone to one movie. They came and to the temple and complained to one of the devotees who was leading them. And Prabhuji, yesterday we saw him standing in the queue and taking a ticket and going to movie. So when the brahmachari leader, he heard it, so he immediately called his mother and asked her, did your son go for the movie or something? She said, yeah, generally he doesn't go. After several months now, somehow yesterday he wanted to go, he went. Oh, no, no, no problem, no problem. Much, don't tell anything. And then, later on that weekend when the boy came, you know, this senior devotee asked him, Prabhu, some of our devotees were passing in the road. They said they saw you in the theater, in the queue, you know, for buying a cinema ticket. No, 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 Prabhuji, who saw, who told you, Prabhuji? You know, he asked like, they said, no, 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 no. I never trusted them, although they told me, I know that you are a devotee. Maybe somebody else was wearing the same green color shirt like you. They're wearing. And because they must have seen from the side somebody else. I told them, yes, yes, Prabhu, you are right, Prabhu. That's what I think, Prabhu. You know, like that you are also telling. And the senior dude said, you know, I never had any trust in their words, Prabhu, but because they told, I thought I'll just have a word with you. That's all them. Now senior dude didn't pursue. But if the senior devotee told this boy, really? You say you never went to movie? Be honest, you are in the temple. If you speak lie, you will go to hell. If he says like that. Or, if he says, so, can you write a bond and tell me that you never went to movie? And the boy will say, yes, I can write and give you. Okay, write in a paper. I never went to movie on that particular day, particular time. Then the brahmachari may say, hey, Prabhu, your mother told me that you actually went to movie. I have conferred from her. Oh, then he'll be frozen. My Lord, I never thought mother would say this. And then this fellow becomes completely sunken down because the truth has come out now. And then he will tell this Prabhuji, senior Prabhuji, that I'm sorry Prabhuji, I regret. I generally don't go. Last one year I didn't go, but some old vasanas came. I wanted to watch a movie. I went. I think my mother told you. I'm sorry. So, if he says like that, he feels is exposed, or you know, he is he's like switching on the light for a thief. You know, then what happens? The senior says, "See, you are telling lies again and again. I proved you now. You know, are you not a rascal, or are you not this, that, whatever?" So, if he chastises, then what happens? The boy goes and stops devotional service completely. He throws away the mala. Doesn't go to temple. He starts growing mustache again. You know, he gets into bad circle of non-devotee friends. And then this devotee is wondering why he's not coming. He calls the mother, father, why your son is not coming? They said, these days he has lost interest, Prabhu. You know, and now he is roaming with women, and he has started drinking, and he has a different circle of friends, they say. So in this particular case, which I told you now, here the preacher has discouraged him and turned him away from Krishna consciousness. Is that clear? Correct, no? So therefore, while correcting this teenage youths, one should correct in such a way that their affection for the preacher is not finished. Or their respect for the preacher. It shouldn't happen that they shout at the preacher because that will lead offenses to them. Correct, no? So we have to take utmost care. Now this is about teenage boys, I am saying. Same thing apply in teenage of the spiritual life also. Correct, no? Which is generally after initiation or even before initiation also. 16 rounders generally. They are considered as little grown-up people. Yeah. So, they will have certain... They may do some mistakes, and we have to actually tolerate it. Sometimes they do athletic dancing. You have seen that? So, you may get little fed up. And imagine you call him and say that, you know, Prabhu, you know, don't try to impress the opposite sex by your athletic dancing. If you say, or... If you tell him that, Prabhu, simply jumping is not all in kirtan. You need bhava also. You know, if you don't cultivate bhava, simply you know, making a big show of your dancing. You know, do you think Krishna will be impressed by it? You say, and next day you will find him, he won't be in the dance. And where he will be? He will be in one corner, glued to the wall. Prabhuji ne bol diya. Prabhuji told me that I should not do athletic dancing and girls are watching me or whatever. So I will now, they freeze and then the, in this way their Krishna consciousness may become stifled.
There are, however, black sheep who must be guarded against. There are indeed black sheep, and these should not be allowed to taint the whole flock. And for this purpose, caretakers with full sense of their delicate responsibility are required to keep watch over them for ensuring the innocence of boyhood and youth without killing their joys.
So, you should not kill their joys. At the same time, you have to maintain their innocence or the boyhood. It's not a very easy job.
This double purpose is difficult to execute, but with every precaution, it has been found impossible to attain this double purpose. The only effective way to protect children from becoming contaminated by sensuality is to engage them in Krishna conscious activities, not just restrict them. Shastra says, devotional service is the only protection. The scriptures say that it is not in the power of man to ensure the immunity of boys and girls from the blight of sensuousness except by means of the service of Krishna. This is declared to be the only effective and natural method. Let the boys be exposed to the attraction of the cowherd boy of Vraja. By engaging in service, they will gain attraction to Krishna. They will soon learn
to pick up. And I'll say a little bit about this one. So he's saying the scriptures say it is not in the power of man to ensure the immunity of boys and girls from the blight of sensuousness. He says, actually, if they have respect and affection for the superiors, and the superiors handle them very maturely, they can divert that youth power and energy in Krishna's service. And that is one thing. Another thing, secondly, if the children are meeting brahmacharis, sannyasis, and at home also they bring some small doll of Krishna and they start worshipping, serving, gradually what happens, these things actually become a part of their consciousness. And when they grow, they naturally go to their superiors and reveal their heart and then give up sensuousness. And that is an intelligent way of leading them in spiritual life, rather than, you know, choking their enthusiasm and, taunting them. Yeah. He's saying, let the boys be exposed to the attraction of the covered boy, Avraja. Yeah.
By engaging in service, they will gain attraction to Krishna. They will soon learn to pick up his company. They will easily realize that Krishna can alone save them from every form of danger to which they are exposed by the right of their juvenile nature.
Yeah, correct.
This is because Krishna consciousness is for everyone, not just the elderly. Why should this be so? There is a very simple reason. Krishna does not limit his service only to the middle-aged and old people.
Yeah. Yeah. So the main point that is driven here is, if they somehow develop taste for Krishna consciousness and they have peer friends who are also Krishna conscious, they are very blessed. In Bombay, I have seen when Dayalchandra Prabhu had two sons, very beautiful, one wonderful sons. So these two boys, I have seen them right from the time that they were small kids coming to temple, very sober, well behaved, and wonderful Vaishnava devotees. And they grew up playing kartal, playing mridangam, taking part in the kirtan right from young age. Now as they grew up to their teenage, they became very pure in their behavior. They will never unnecessarily go and mix with the opposite sex. They will not, and they had very great respect for the devotees. So when they are living in such an atmosphere, they don't get into wrong tracks. That's the whole point.
The object...
Here there are some points which I can This one you can read it. Juvenile qualities.
Juvenile qualities, good and bad, have their place in spiritual life. Juvenile innocence is not the monopoly of juvenile persons, any more than juvenile naughtiness. They are both animal entities corresponding to analogous spiritual qualities. The spiritual activities are perfectly wholesome. They include all value and harmonize all disruptive conflict, both of which are so utterly wanting in their mundane perverted reflections to be found in this world. Some things are under our control to change and others depend on Krishna. It is not to be supposed that everything is done by Krishna and there is nothing to be done by ourselves in any matter. As a matter of fact, there is a division of parts to be played in function that relate even to ourselves as between us and Krishna. Certain duties are allotted to us, certain other functions are reserved to Krishna.
Yeah, actually in bringing about a change in others, we should keep some homework for Paramatma also. Not that we have to completely change everybody, ourselves only. If you don't give them good advice, they'll get lost. If you overly do micromanaging, they'll be lost. So there has to be a very combination of the two in modifying their behavior in the teenage of Krishna consciousness. So the other problem they can get into is like you find a homo behavior, heterosex behavior, homosex behavior, smoking, drinking, drugs. These are all for common teenagers. But in the devotional field, the most prominent thing that he explains is independent mentality. I started my Bhakti Rusha and my people are appreciating me. So I and my group of people, I become an island. And I don't connect with the seniors, I don't connect with the temple. I hijack the whole group with me and go to some other place. There are people who hijack their whole group away from, because why they are hijacking their group? Because they feel that if they come to know the other preachers, then they may respect them more than me. That fear is there. Correct, no? So they want to keep their me and my group. So these are all neophyte behaviors of leaders. So, yeah. And this is an important point, is it?
Parents must hand their sons over to properly qualified spiritual teachers. This is also a type of training for the parents. Juvenile innocence is desirable, but it must be properly employed. Juvenile innocence is desired on account of its enjoyability, but it should properly be desired only for the service of Krishna. If the parents' responsibility to see that their children are trained spiritually by a pure devotee.
Therefore, the parents should bring the devotees' children to the temple to meet the sannyasis, brahmacharis, associate with them. And then they will be preserved in their, in the purity. Yeah, I read this, the parent.
The parents aren't fit for this training. No parent is entitled to undertake the charge of spiritual training of his own boy. He is unfitted for the task by his mundane relationship. Once such relationship is grasped to be an obstacle in the way of juvenile training, the necessity of sending the boy at the earliest opportunity to the proper teacher becomes self-evident.
Like even Krishna Balram, they were sent to Gurukula of Sandipani Muni. They were not trained at home. Parents cannot train the children because the children become naughty and they take them for granted. And the parents are intimate, so they may not get trained. So they need a guru, brahmachari, guru kule. So in Pune also, we made a list, more than 250 children we have in congregation. But about 55-60 of them are coming for the BVVA training. BVVA is Bhakti Vedanta Vidya Ashram. Every morning they come and do Guru Puja, attend a class. Total of about, I think, one and a half hours every day they are giving. So in this way, they are all being trained by other mentors and teachers, apart from the parents. So they really take advantage very nicely. This is also training. You can read
this. This is also training for the parents. The training is not for the boy only, but it is a training for his parents as well.
Yeah. So he said that. Okay. Training is for the soul.
Training is for the soul. Boyish naughtiness is apt to be overlooked, nay encouraged, under the impression that it is nature to be naughty. This opinion overlooks the all-important factor that the training is intended for the welfare of the soul of the boy and not for the juvenile body or mind. The soul does not require to be treated with indulgence. He is neither young nor old in the worldly sense. The body and the mind of the boy have to be employed in the interest of the soul.
That's our whole point. Training for the body and mind we all possess should be inspired to be used in the soul's deliverance and soul's relation to Krishna. Otherwise, generally people who are karmis use the body and mind for sense gratification. Correct. I have one very nice snapshot of this pastime. I'll show you. Utsasara. One last thing can read. Yeah, Kamsa.
But Kamsa will do his best to send Vatsasura to destroy the young. The king of atheists, Kamsa, is always setting the demon Vatsasura to corrupt and destroy the boys. The teacher of the young, employed by the atheistic society, is verily the agent of Kamsa. The atheist is afraid lest the boys are employed in the service of Krishna. He is naturally anxious to prevent any acquaintance of the boys with Krishna.
So, the Kamsa tries to always send Vatsasura. Similarly, he says that, you know, Maya always sends this propensity in the life of a teenager or in the life of a devotee also. Vatsasura type of tendency, the atheistic tendency of becoming independent, that kind of thing. So, therefore, one has to, he says, but one who has met the proper teacher can't be so corrupted. But if a boy has really found Krishna, the nefarious activities of the empiric teacher are powerless to destroy his innocence, he's saying. Which means actually one should get a proper Vaishnava teacher, role model to get inspired by, and then one can get out of this naughty behavior of the teenage in both material life and spiritual life also. So now let us see. And Vatsasura. Snapshot. 5 minutes we are going to see it. You all can see it. Beautiful, no? See Krishna and covered boys. You are showing it? Why it's not moving? Okay. All right. So this is a Vatsasura, this is a fellow. He says actually a demon, but then he assumed the form of a calf. Yeah. So Kamsa is ordering. See, now he's coming to Vrindavan. You are seeing? Some boys calling each other. So these are the pastimes of Krishna and the covered boys are given. Actually, you remember? I told this pastime. They are throwing stones tied with the strings and they are getting the fruits. Isn't it? And then now the cows are returning now. They are going to turn back. At that time, what happens? So all the calves come running. But you will find here he has come. Then he is going to assume the shape of a calf. See here. See how he looks. And Balaram, everybody is saying, hey, this calf looks slightly different. See, he is throwing Krishna. He is taking Krishna and running away, see. He comes charging on Krishna. See his eyes, flaming eyes. You saw what Krishna did? Krishna moved aside and then he hit the tree. You are able to see Krishna is rotating. You saw that? You saw that? Yes. See here. Hi, Krishna Bhagavan ki. See, you are able to see Vachasara lying down in what form? Demon form. Big demon. So, what do we understand by his killing? In our life also, we all will go through the juvenile stage of the... That stage is actually a stage of innocence on one hand, curiosity, childishness, pretending like a pure devotee behavior, PDS, we call it pure devotee syndrome. It's a neophyte behavior. And we have to only pray to Krishna that please kindly let me become a genuine devotee. Take away all those habits. Shilpa Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, thank you very much.